Beautiful day, time for a walk. So many wonders of my Creator right in front of me. An eagle, one of the symbols of freedom, of the endless vastness of the sky that it calls his home, of the great open space without morning rushes or afternoon traffic jams. The freedom to move from one place to another however he wishes to. What a great vantage point, too. Eagles can see very well and spot their prey from far above. He strikes quickly and with might. But the real miracle of eagles is in their anatomy. Their heavy body is easily lifted by their wings. Even our holy book talks about this miracle. Do they not see the birds made to fly through the air in the sky? Nothing holds them up except God. God Almighty created them as a sign to us, a symbol of the utmost freedom and a miracle to us all. We only have to look. Our rapid lives often pollute our vision, blur it and distort our sense of reality. We are trapped in an endless vicious circle of more, better, faster, now. We rarely slow down and open our eyes to the real wonders around us. We all want something, we all have wishes, and all we see are them. But we miss the treasures around us with that faulty focus. Instead of always looking ahead or above, I wish we sometimes also look around or even behind us. What we did so far, what we achieved, what we fought for, strived for. Who did we laugh with and with whom we enjoyed the day? It all counts. Everything counts. Every second counts. Every breath and every moment. But silence also counts. Calmness. Peace. Taking yourself by the hand and having a walk in the park. Alone with your thoughts, having an honest talk with your inner self and sorting out the harsh topics within. That is the great war of our times. And if we all fought that battle honestly and persistently, the world would not need any quarrels and wars at all. If only... Rain all of a sudden. I guess a drop or two in my hair wouldn't do any harm, but I should head back soon. If only these drops could wash away our greed, envy, and all the deviations within us. O God, drop your mercy on us all and clean our souls from all that is missing from them. Compassion, love, empathy, and kindness. Instill those values in all of us, O Allah, and help us find the straight path. Weather changed so quickly. Reminds me of how things change in life so fast. I was not living here my whole life. I came in search of a better future, a better life. More secure, more calm, more free. I've found some of it I'm still searching for. But there is one constant in all of this, and that is my constant return to God Almighty. Always getting back to Him. When I lose my focus and start drifting away from the faith, I find that the only way I can really fight it is to get back to the path. Stay persistent, stubborn even. And with each return I find a piece of myself fitting into this puzzle of life. The purpose, the sense of belonging. The sense that I'm never actually alone. I have my Creator with me at all times. and that gives me a lot of comfort, especially in these days of solitude. A lot of space to think and realize what are the important things in life, the priorities. If I can get those straight, I'm a winner. I'm not lost, I'm not trapped. Whenever I get back to him, I'm like an eagle from today, free to roam and fly in the big open sky of life. And that is the fight of this life, the constant struggle of our times, to get closer to the one. This book I'm holding contains so many answers. God's words, his direct instructions to all of us. Muslims, non-Muslims, it doesn't matter. The Quran helps us all with understanding the missing pieces in ourselves. I often find that through the verses, he speaks to me directly, when I need it and how I need it. And all the messages are there for us to read, look, understand, and think. And with this book of his, I cannot be lost. I cannot stray away. As long as I'm holding to the rope of his guidance, I cannot feel empty or confused. I just need to keep searching, reading, remembering all the good he did to me so far. And there are so many things to be grateful for. You were listening to the second episode of audio monodrama Freedom, a part of the Let Me Think podcast, written and performed by Muammer Selivats. Thank you for your time. We hope you had a good one. Till next time, may peace be with you.